Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
So, Coach, it was a great year last year.
Oh, my God, you could say that.
Let's talk a little bit about it because there's a lot of things that stick to my mind, but we got to talk about Greenwich because I remember being in the first game and then being in the last game against them.
Mm-hmm.
But from your perspective, summarize the season a little bit for us, 2024.
Started off as a idea that we knew we could be one of the top teams in the nation, and we wanted to get back to that, but that wasn't, I would say, the only goal and the one that I preached the most. The one that I preached the most was growth. And I mean, I feel like any coach should teach that because that's a fundamental thing, especially in the high school level. That's why you're trying to coach. So with that, I would say that the whole summary of the season was truly growing from one year where we were a little disappointed in the outcome from the trajectory of where we're going and growing the team and growing the sport in Westport. But I'd say the ending of the goal was to finish. And it was a quote, you know, Coach Kitt said, that's one of our assistants at Staples. He said, it's not how we start, it's how we finish. So the Greenwich games perfectly summarize that. So I would say with the combination of growth and getting ourselves back on the map, getting ourselves a trajectory where we want to be a competitive rugby team and grow the sport here in Connecticut, I feel like the summary was to truly improve yourself, growth as a person, as a player, and as a community.
And I totally think you did that. And one thing is several things, but I talked to you after that Greenwich game, and you weren't down on yourself because you said, you know, yeah, even though, you know, the second half we came in and there was a lot of things that I saw that were corrected. You remember that? You're talking to me about that? And now at that point, I'd think, well, maybe anybody's going to be down, but you weren't. And you were like, you saw that growth, I guess, going all the way too. And then you guys meet them again in the championship and you dominate them.
Yes.
So is that kind of how you saw that whole season, like the growth? Is that what you're talking about? How you guys improved from the beginning to the end?
If I can do that again, I should definitely buy a lottery ticket because it was like the one time where I truly saw where we were and where we could be. And it was written almost exactly the way I had it. Mm-hmm. I had told the coaches in the beginning of the year, I was like, hey, there's two games where we're going to lose. I go, it's either going to be the Greenwich or the prep game, because either we're going to start off and we're not going to be right where we want to be, or we're going to do well and another team is going to come in and, you know, show us, hey, humble you a little.
Right.
And I was like, Georgetown prep's going to be a tough one because, first of all, they're very, very well coached. They've had a outstanding program for years. And it was us traveling a long distance, staying over a night. I mean, high school kids staying in a hotel room. Guess what? They're going to want to hang out and have fun. And as much as you put on a curfew, you know. But they were pretty responsible still. So when we had lost the two games that I kind of expected, and the way we lost both games, especially the Georgetown prep game, I even had the same message that you kind of just said against the Greenwich game. I kind of actually was happy, and everyone else was more down and pissed because they knew they had it.
Right.
And people were asking me, Coach, why are you so upbeat? I go, because this is exactly how I'm drawing it out. You have to sometimes feel loss or go through adversity in order to really either show you want it or become a better individual. So like one of the best things I kind of say is to make sense of the world. Sometimes bad things happen in the world to make the greater good come out, if that makes sense. And I feel like last year, you know, we had some bumps in the road, but how we handled that adversity grew us into a team that won the state championship and was number 11 in the country.
it was incredible, again, to see, for me to see the, you know, and we were there as much as we could, and then we saw, at least for me, I saw that growth incredible, right, going in. And we had that preview before the championship, and you were so confident in everything you said, kind of. And we talked after the championship, and you said, well, everything I said yesterday happened, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it's great. Any moment sticks out to you from last year?
Well, in the state championship, definitely a few things. Like we were talking about growth, keeping on that idea. Two of our main players, and you know, I can name, we could be here for hours, and I can name every single player, but I'll just name two that came and stood out. Two players that started last year for the first time ever, like just started playing. And where they were the first game against Greenwich, they didn't see the field at all. To two players that at the state championship contributed tremendously. So we had JJ, Justin Johnny, and we had Brendan Delarusso, we called BD. So it was very funny. We shortened both their names.
JJ
and BD. And both those players, by the state championship, they both didn't play the whole game. They literally replaced each other. And when we had JJ in, you know, JJ's very, very strong. And he just learned the game. And we were like, dude, give us just as much as you got. Just as much as you got. And he kept going through and just kept improving each time. And in the game, you almost saw him get better throughout the game because the confidence kept growing. Right. And the players needed him. And him feeling that responsibility pushed him to become that person, which is what I hope he keeps doing moving forward in life. And then BD scored a try. And I feel like that try he scored was the one where you're like, oh boy, we think we got it.
We got it.
Especially coming from him and the learning process and how aggressive he was and kind of the joy he had from doing it. He was so excited. He literally trucked the guy who's helping us with water. And he like was so excited, pushing him. He went to the ground. And it's literally on film. It's hilarious. But those kind of things stuck out a lot. And then I would say the improvement of maturity from players who already had it. So Callum McLean, I mean, where he is now on in our season, and he's had a little bit of bumps in the road and stuff like that, but his handle of it, and when our coaches have talked to him and tried to help him throughout, he's now just at a place where we're just so proud of him, and he's one of our, you know, big leaders, and he doesn't even need a C in a shirt to be one of those guys. And so to see that is impressive. And then we also had Brady Dennett, who did the same thing and did it for much longer, much improved. And he's just doing the exact same thing that we're asking. We're just saying, hey, listen, do X, do Y, do Z. Yeah. And he's like, yep, sure, you got it, and does it and practice it. And if he fails, he works on it, just like everybody else is doing. So that culture is becoming contagious. So I think that's probably the thing that stands out the most.
Yeah, you know, Brady and Callum, couple of guys that I've covered in football because they play both sports, right?
Yeah.
And I think I talked to Brady, and a couple of times, I think one time I mentioned to him, I said, I don't know if you know this play, but in football, there was, against the third game of the season they were playing at the time was, forget the name of the team, was the highest ranked team at that point coming in to our stadium. And we were down the goal line, and we actually fumbled the ball, and Brady picked it up in the air, and then I kept the possession. And I talked to him afterwards, and I said, you picking up that ball was a huge play in the season that people probably don't know. And I said, that's all rugby, isn't it? He goes, yeah, it's all rugby. Because you're always looking, right? Because you're always looking for the ball, because the ball's never, like, dead, right? The play's always going. So basically, the ball was fumbled ahead, and he's just sitting there. He picks it up, and he moves it up an inch, keeps possession. And, like, because of where I was in the goal line, like, in the end zone, I was able to see him make that play. But most people just thought it was, you know, somebody picked a fumble. But he was heads up. I mean, and I totally saw rugby in that play for him.
The thing, the relationship we're having, I mean, we had it with Adam, and as you know, we heard the good news about Adam going to New Mexico University.
Yeah.
Right. I hope the next coach has the same relationship we had where we both saw the benefit in how each other's sports help our sports.
Right.
And so you see it right there. It's perfect.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. I looked at that time. I was like, wow, that's rugby. And it was like, I mean, the team this year, you know, like I said, it was an incredible year. You won the state championship. So much fun. It was Western Connecticut that we were. It was a great effort. Was it Western Connecticut?
Southern
Connecticut. There you go. Yeah. Because we're in the West, I think. So it's Southern Connecticut. Yeah. I mean, it was a great afternoon. Team this year. talk to us about what I know you guys start very early, like last year. So this Saturday, you guys are playing Xavier away, right?
Yeah, we're starting even earlier than we did last year.
Because I remember last year was a cold day.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Lane Field. Okay.
Luckily, right now, it's looking like Saturday is going to be warmer. So we're happy about that.
We love that. So talk about the team this year. How do you see you guys coming in? How are you looking to defend your title here?
So one of the things we all agreed upon in the beginning of our preseason was 2024 is over. 2025 is a new team and a new agenda and a new kind of everything. Mm-hmm. We're all going to want to compare because we had success, and that's just human nature. And we're all going to have to catch ourselves and say, no, we can't do that, because that's what's going to settle us up for failure. A lot of professional athletes say it's harder to maintain the top than it is to rise to the top, because now everyone has our target.
Yeah.
We can get complacent, which you see is like when, even in society, when good things happen to society and people, sometimes those problems that don't occur, we find our own that don't need to be there, and we might not even know we're doing it. So we're trying to avoid that as much as possible. So the way we drew up the schedule was, we're going to play the hardest teams right away, see where we are. Are we actually national caliber? And that's going to answer the question, if we compete, no matter win or lose, compete against Xavier, do really well, that'll be a good stepping stone for us. And then when talking to the people who invite us to nationals, because nationals in rugby is more of like an invitation right now.
Okay.
And as it grows, I hope it changes. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. But right now, it's totally an invitation, and you have to show that you're not only dominant for 1 year, multiple years. You've got a good group of, you know, people behind you. So we have our like booster club and the captain's parents and the school's backing. So we have three right there. All those things. And long-term, you know, winning show have to be shown, and then they'll go ahead and they'll try to get you in depending on certain credibility. You do have to have a lot of success from the year prior to be recognized. So last year's success was known. So basically it told us, hey, you in Greenwich, you're going to compete for a spot. If you win in your game, which is our second game of the year, that will be not this Sunday, next Sunday at Staples. If you or Greenwich win that game, whoever wins, you have a national invitation. But if you lose, you have a potential wild card bid in, depending on how you do the rest of the season, et cetera. So now we know right after the second game, what's our destination? What's our answer? Who are we a lot? And the positive of that shows us, okay, if we do what we want, great. That's awesome. We succeeded. We can prepare to travel, get the right people ready to go. Our whole thought process sort of changes. But if we don't, let's not beat ourselves up about it. It's totally okay. Guess what? We could be disappointed for a hot minute, but we've got a rest of a season. We still got a state championship to defend. The best idea and the best thing to think of moving forward would be, hey, we're going to be dealt a hand. How do we respond? That's really the only way you can handle life, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it. And that's just what we have to do. And I think the way we set up the schedule actually is very in our advantage, because if we take those two games just out, right, we still have a whole season with Connecticut teams.
Right.
And we'll play Georgetown Prep too. They're going to come up to us this year because we have such a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
And then is there any outside other games? We are also playing Rye this year. So okay. Rye, because, you know, what we try to do is...
But you played them last year, did you not?
No, last year was Pelham.
Oh, Pelham. Okay, they're close by. My bad. Yeah,
yeah, they're close by.
I remember because you did defeat Pelham. It was a big game.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a very big game.
Yeah.
So what you try to do is you try to meet these coaches and become, create a relationship, because especially the teams that are competitive that are in the New York, the Massachusetts, the Rhode Island areas, that's going to be helpful for Connecticut, because if we have relationship with all these teams, we hopefully will just grow each state individually.
Right.
But that's not a perfect... Well, that's kind of putting all our eggs in one basket. If that doesn't happen, then maybe we can think of something where I talk to Trumbull, I talk to Fairfield Prep, I talk to them. Hey, talk to these coaches, my network of these guys. You can't find a game, like say we're looking for games in January. Hey, you can't find a game? Hey, I've got a number right here. Have you ever talked to so-and-so from wherever?
Right.
No. Okay, here you go. Boom. And that will help everyone keep getting more games and competitive games. And then hopefully grow the program. Once it grows the program, then in all honesty, rugby just gets better, better, gets right. more recognition. And in 8 years, we have the World Cup coming up. So we kind of need to keep getting the recognition.
Yeah, I think rugby is one of those sports that I just, for me, it's like, you just got to go watch it because it's so fun and so exciting. It's like, but a lot of times it's like being introduced to a sport on TV, I feel like it's not the best scenario. You got to be introduced to it live. Because when you watch, I mean, I remember the first time being in the game, I'm like, you know, looking around. But once you got to it, it's so, so exciting. Now, I want to ask you something. You mentioned about national and all that. I saw this year that your schedule is on the CIEC website, actually. Is that being integrated? Or is that just something that goes there just for the war? Or is the CIEC actually taking on rugby? Or yes or no?
I don't think CIEC is taking on rugby yet. I think we are trying to prepare ourselves as much as possible when we have the teams.
Okay.
I think the getting the recognition of it is just to show that we're trying to grow the sport, right. and on top of it. So the fact that that's happened, first of all, is wonderful because a lot of people look at that and
right. Well, I
care
did.
About it. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I went on there, so let me see what's going on. Because that's kind of our source of information for the state championships, and I did see you there. But so go ahead. So what's
so right now, no, but that's the ultimate goal. Again, it's very nice to be able to create my own schedules because then I create the relationships with these other coaches from elsewhere, and it's really awesome. But having the state or just the league of a certain state that helps you out, I mean, it can only be beneficial, and it's recognized. So then investment and involvement grow, and then the sport grows, exactly what Kyle was just saying before.
Yeah, it's important because, I mean, they do a good job at everything they do with all the other sports, right? So the idea is let's get rugby in there too so they can become, you know, they can make an event around it because they do a good job of that stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun. And that's interesting you talked about nationals, you know, and all that because it gives us a glimpse into what this is going to be like for you. What do you think is going to be the key for you guys to continue on this winning run and grow the program for this year? What is your key for this year? Is there like something you say, if we do this well, we will be good? Or, you know, this is what we need to work on?
That's a good question. The most important thing really is to continue the way we had the formula last year with tweaking it to the new kids and new players, new attitudes, everything, and new strengths and weaknesses. How we do that will then kind of give that answer. So we have the opportunity to make nationals this year. We have a very, very strong team. We want to do our best to make it to nationals. I think with that national recognition, yes, it helps Staples specifically. It helps Connecticut out as well. And that's what I really also want to help. Of course, I want to help Staples out. It's the place where they hired me to be a head coach, and I want them to succeed. And everyone's been the most, you know, they've treated me like a family. The whole Westport community, the whole Staples community, everything. So I am all Wreckers.
Love
it. Growing the Connecticut part of it too, which hopefully will grow the region part of it, is just as important because Greenwich gets invited a lot, and they're known to go to nationals. Now that we might have another team to compete with them, I'm hoping to see there's another team that competes with us, and then another team. And then we get this tribe of teams that are competing for this one nationals, and then they say, we have too many teams that are competitive, we have too many things, we have to create our nationals, be bigger or do a different method. And that helps grow it. So getting a little off topic, going back to what we were saying, the goal for this year, for 2025, is to keep growing and improving. I won't break that message because the whole idea is these are high school kids. I want them to win. We all want to win. It's fun. And so we can give a tangible outcome, but it's without of our control. Nationals is not in my control. It's not in the kids' control. It's really up to people who decide. It's kind of a decision. So if we play our best rugby on Saturday, play our best rugby on the following Sunday, then we've done whatever we could to get to there. And that's what I want to see. I want to see the boys take pride in something, grow from that pride. From that growth, they grow confident. Mm-hmm. Through that confidence, they see how they can help their peers or their community, and then they feel proud on themselves that they're not only helping themselves become better people and better at its skill, they're also proud that they're helping other people.
Right.
And that right there is a winning formula. And that winning formula is a kind of, we call it champion's mindset. And what that champion's mindset is, you don't really take it off. yeah, maybe when you're hanging out with your friends and watching TV, cool, you can take a break for a minute. Mm-hmm. Right. But when you go to school, when you go to your job, when you're with your family, you want to be the best version of yourself.
Right.
And so we're taking rugby as a sport to use and conduit that. So that will always be the goal. But do we have aspirations to win nationals? Absolutely. Do we have aspirations to win states again? Absolutely. So if we can stay focused on what's important and not get distracted by the other things that are not within our control, then I think you'll see success again, because that's really what success is. It's turning out the noise, you being subjective to yourself, your peers, and knowing that you did the right thing as best you can, and you did it as hard as you possibly could if it required that.
Yeah, it's important. One of my favorite sayings is, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is.
Yes.
You want to win, and I totally get that. So from last year to this year, we're not going to compare much, but talk about your captains this year, their roles, and how they're going to go into the season for you.
So we have four captains. We have Eddie Vandermeer, T.T. Bassler, his first name's Matthias, but T.T., Cody Goldman, and Brady Dennett. So those four guys are each a piece of a puzzle to make what a captain should be or what the team needs for captains. You have Eddie, who's a great communicator and really likes to help kind of coach and be hands-on. He's also right now our only forwards captain, so he has a big role, but he does it very, very well. You got T.T., who's more of a tacticianer, who more is focusing on the X's and O's and kind of how are we going to perform? How do we succeed? And working a lot with me and a few of the other assistant coaches. You've got now Brady. Brady is what I kind of like think is more of a fiery spirit. I like it. I need it. And this is why we need him, is he kind of calls it as it is. If you're slacking, he is not afraid to say it. And then when the coaches get involved sometimes, like myself, and I'm doing a drill, he has no problem trying to hit me as hard as he can. And I need that because, well, first of all, it wakes me up. But but it shows the other kids that, like, hey, like, look how hard he's going. Look at how much he's focused on effort. The kid never quits. So that's there. And then Cody is kind of the gel that puts it all together. He's arguably one of our best players. But the way he captains, and I'm learning myself watching him do it, he's kind of like quiet and he kind of keeps to himself. But when he does speak, like, the ears perk up and everyone listens. And it's like his words, although few, are very powerful. And so with that combination of a good communicator, a tacticianer, a fiery spirit, and then the person that everybody's kind of like looking at to win and how they do, and they like listen, and he's kind of gluing everybody together. That kind of gives us the formula of how a leader or a group of people should lead this team.
It is. I mean, it was funny because you talked about Cody, and he's like, you know, a person I know well too. But you're right. He's quiet, right? And you can see them. And Brady's a fiery one. I've known T.T. On his back days of rec soccer with my son years and years ago. So I kind of know them. And that has been such a great person to be around. So you got a really good group of guys leading this team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And so we looked at the schedule. Like you said, you have the hardest part of the schedule here going in the beginning. And then let's assume the fact that we are going to win that Greenwich game. How does that affect your season?
So if we make it to Nationals and we're in, the way it's going to work is the season will go as planned. So the way we have it right now is we have a game almost every week. Right. The only week we don't is the week leading up to Easter. We originally had that as the Greenwich game, but due to the national recognition and intensity of it, they were the ones who actually asked me, can we make it a little earlier? I had a meeting with the coaches and the captains, and we kind of like saw it had pros and cons in both spots. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, all right, well, I think the 51% of doing it a little earlier saying, we'll know who we are after that game kind of trumped our thought to thinking, let's have it earlier and agree with Greenwich on doing that. You also want to have a good relationship with your kids, no matter how competitive you are against each other. So you want to be helpful and want to work with them.
We kind of need one another, right? Because it's like, think about if you didn't have that competition, what are you going to measure yourself against, or how are you going to get your guys better? You know,
exactly.
It's almost like they always say, like, you look at the big basketball guys, they kind of all need each other.
Yeah.
You know, but go ahead. Yeah, so that's how the...
So once that ends, we'll continue the season. So we'll have, you know, prep, I think then is Gonzaga. So we go to a Gonzaga tournament. I'll talk about that a little more later. But after the tournament, that's when we have our break. And then we go into, if I'm correct, Fairfield Rugby Club, Trumbull, and then I think Ridgefield. I might be missing. Oh, Ridgefield, and then Georgetown Prep. So I might be missing a game there. I feel like for some reason I am. But what happens is once that season ends, right? So May 10th is about the time we end for the season. Then playoffs are going to start. So once playoffs start, you're going to, it's going to sound a little weird. And it's because that's why we're rugby, we need a little more work on how we do states and then nationals, because most other places that actually are very successful are in the South because it's warm, or West, West and the Southwest, because in the South,
all year long,
they play all year long. Exactly. So they started the season in the first week of May was their first game. So they're done with the states a month ahead of us. Wow, okay. So then they have like a week off, and then they go to nationals if they get invited, which is Memorial Day weekend. So what we'll do is after the season's over, depending on the seeding, there is the quarterfinals, then the semifinals. Then there's a bye week because they're recognizing two of their teams might be going to nationals, if not one of them. Right. So that Memorial Day weekend, Connecticut rugby basically agreed, let's just have a bye week there. Then I think it's the state championship, or I missed a week or something like that. Then it's the semifinals and then state championship. It's something like that. So with that, and you can kind of understand a little bit now from Greenwich's perspective, last year they went to nationals and they might have been a little banged up when they came and saw us at states. And so we were a little more on the healthier schedule. We didn't play three games in 2 days.
True.
So that takes a big toll. So you need a lot more people and a lot more depth in order to succeed truly in nationals.
It always does, but did the state championship help you recruit this year? And a lot of interest in the program?
We definitely have a lot of interest in the program. We have actually not have as a grade of numbers, sadly. Don't know kind of why, but you know what? That's not going to stop us and deter us. Basically, we have a plan moving forward on how we recruit. We just have to go with a different plan.
I would say that you're not the only one, because I had a conversation with Ian Topsell after they won the state championship. And he said the same thing. He said, oddly enough, in 1 year, the next year the numbers are lower. And I said, and he said, I don't know if it's because kids think, well, they're state champs, they don't need me.
Maybe. That could be,
but that's not the case. That's not the case at all, right?
I mean, I don't think so.
Think about it. When you want everyone that wants to play.
Yeah, I just want people to want to play.
Right.
That's all. I just want people to want to play.
And that's what's good. Like, if you watch now, that you want to play rugby, you know, they want you.
Please.
Yeah, they
please.
Do.
We want you.
Yeah, because that's the point. You do want, you know, you do want players. You do want people to come on and do that. So that's the idea. But it's funny you mentioned that, because he said the same thing to me. He said it's, you know, where we went back-to-back state championships, and then, like, you know, very few people come out to try out. And then we got the word out saying, hey, it's not, you know, yeah, the program's successful, but we're here to teach you.
Yeah.
Come.
Right.
Come.
It's 100% exactly that. And it's one of the things that we're talking about right now a lot. On like, all right, so, hey, we have to have a sort of different approach. We've won two out of the last three years, we won a state championship. Our number didn't grow last year as much. Right. That's frustrating, but you have to take it from a different perspective. You know, you take the emotion out of it and you just go to yourself, okay, well, what's a success? So like, and I just actually finally talked about it today, was we're going to basically talk to the athletic director and the people at Staples who create like memos a lot of times and send it to parents. Just basically send a memo out. Yeah. Send a memo out to the parents of Staples, do that. Then we're going to have another thing where we probably will have to have it at Staples where we have a big like kind of rugby thing where we invite like people for the day and stuff like that. Like, come on in and just like, hey, just come over here. We're not going to do any contact. And that, but I want you to pick up a ball. I want you to throw it. And we'll play two-hand touch. And I want your parents to stay and watch.
Yeah.
And I don't care what age you are. Just come. Because it's going to help either pal out or us out. And
it's the growth. I mean, in these sports, like, I think people just need to get past that. Everything you do in life, I mean, you could be walking down the street and something can happen to you. So it's we're all like this. Now, I do want to ask you this because this was on my mind. So last year was your first year as a head coach.
Yes.
What was your biggest surprise running the program from last year? Or the thing that, like, you learned about yourself or about the team that kind of surprised you the most as being the top guy?
How much actually work that, okay, well, no, I won't say that because I did know how much.
Hmm.
It's more of, I guess I was surprised by my response to it because I was, I feel like I was a lot more nervous at this time last year, but I always feel like that has always helped me keep going and pushing forward. Yeah. And this year I have a lot less of that because I know more of what I'm doing, but it's different. So now people have an expectation. And I kind of even knew that setting up. I was like, when we were having our interview, you're like, hey, how do you feel? I'm like, well, I feel great. But in the back of my mind, I was like, holy crap, if everyone thinks this is the standard, I mean, wow, I've set myself up for a tough job. So I feel like different stresses this year are happening than they did last year, where last year it was like, no, I want to make sure I do a good job. Like, I just want to make sure it's good. And this year I want to do the same thing, but it's more, all right, hey, people have expectations. You can't kill that. But at the same time, you focus on the same. What's the main reason why you're doing the job? You're doing the job because you love the sport. You love the kids. You love helping people be the best version of themselves. Okay, well, that's the message. Keep the same message. Who the people are and what's going to change. So the difference between assistant and that is a lot of my head coaches at Staples, especially, they did a very good job of taking a lot of responsibility and making us assistants coach, or when I was an assistant. Mm-hmm. I took away from that big piece. So both from Dave Lime and Neil, they both did a great job of saying, hey, I want you guys to be the coaches, really. Like, I really want you to coach and do stuff. And hey, I'm the head coach. I'm the final decision. I'll do coaching too, and I'll be here every day. But I want to take a lot of the other stuff away from you. So the scheduling stuff, the parent communication. Hey, little Johnny needs a little help with some financial stuff. All right, hey, let me talk to the board. Yeah. Let's see what we can do. Mm-hmm. Kind of the whole back image stuff, unless they want to be part of it. Hey, I'll take some. But everyone's kind of like, no, I'd rather coach. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that. That makes total sense. So I would say how I delegate work, how much work I do. And I'm pretty surprised on how much patience I actually have, because I never thought of myself as a patient person. I'm a little bit patient. So,
well, I guess it's like when you're you don't run a team, you run a program.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you're running everything else. You got Division One, you got Division Two. You know, I know you got a big hand in the girls too, to getting that program going.
Yes.
You guys are helping with the girls as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we're helping with the girls out. I have really, though, this year tried to let the head coach, Robin, do what he thinks is best.
Okay.
I do appreciate that he asked me for help and all these things. I do. But with the other three teams, it's tough to do that.
Yeah.
So he's done a good job, and he's got a good assistant, Pia. Those two are doing a good job, I feel like, creating their own culture. And I can't create their culture. That's what they need first. That kind of culture. So the thing I was telling you, that's my focus. Right. If he has the same culture and the same plan, that's great. But how he presents it is probably going to be different.
Yeah.
So he needs to be viewed as the head honcho. So I feel like if I ever kind of stepped in, I feel like I'd be taking away his own thunder.
Thunder.
That was the only word that came to my mind.
I know, it's still the thunder. Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. I want him to grow the program the way he wants to. And, you know, I hope they're successful, and I'll help in any way they possibly. That's basically why I'm here, is whatever you need help with, I'll do it. If I can't do it though, then I can't.
No, but that's what you need, right? You need people to just kind of guide you in the direction. And I know that, you know, and the girls, I know for them, scheduling is a big difference because there's not a lot of girls teams, but they'll get there, and that's important. But yeah, and it's interesting because I want to get your take, because like I said, we had that interview early on, and we were at that first game where you won, you were excited. But I always feel like that first year, you kind of really get to know. But now, like I said, you got the expectations, but I always say that pressure is a privilege.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Right?
You've hit in three great lines today. I'm taking a walking away with all three.
Right, but it is, because it's like, well, now, like, at least from my standpoint, I'm like, well, I'm thinking of, again, it's a state final. Now you're talking about national. So like, when we look at this, like, well, this is their goals. And like I said, maybe, you know, we'll get a few of them. Like, we were just talking to Gold Shore, the basketball. I said, well, we had four goals, we got three of them. That's an excellent season.
Yeah.
Right? It's an excellent season. You can't say, if you achieve 75% of your goals, it doesn't matter who you are, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're doing great. So, I mean, I'm really excited for the season. I know you guys started. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
So we got the dates. We got everything. So I want to ask you final words. People that are coming out and watch the game, what are they going to see? What do you expect the season to be like for you?
You're gonna see arguably one of the best teams in the country. It's just flat out. The leadership, and the players from last year have a standard, and they're not dropping that standard. They're just going to keep rising to it, no matter who's injured, no matter who's banged up, no matter who's on the field. They're going to keep that standard. With that being said, come ready to enjoy and watch the game. If you don't know what's going on, just celebrate when you hear a try scored. And then, hey, you know, these kids are, a lot of these seniors, this is going to be the last time wearing a Staples uniform. So if you're one of the parents or you're one of the people who knows one of these seniors, definitely come out and make sure you come to as many games as possible, because I know for a fact that like last year, this is going to be a season to remember. I hope it's in the positive direction. So yeah, because if it goes in the negative one, wow, that one threw me a 180. And we'll have maybe an interview next year. But I'm thinking the way I'm feeling after practice yesterday and where we are, I'm feeling pretty confident. I'm feeling quite good. I like what I'm seeing on the field. I'm liking the attitude and the growth. So I feel like Saturday is going to be a good day for the Wreckers.
Yeah, listen, we're excited about it. I think it's going to be fantastic. Like I said, it's one of the privileges of doing Prep Zone is to learn new things. And I think rugby is one of the things that I didn't know about that now I'm like totally bought in. It's going to be great. Coach, thank you so much for a few minutes here today.
Of course.
And
it's great being here.
Everything's still good. Family's still good. Everybody doing great.
Yeah, everyone's doing great. You know, shout out to my wife, of course, you know, Marissa.
Yeah.
Of course, here.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, things are looking good. And hopefully maybe this time next year you might hear of someone else joining the family. So hopefully all good news.
We love that. And then that I always say it's a life changer, game changer, you name it. It's fantastic. It's really good. Coach Jack, thanks so much for being on the podcast. And we'll see you next guys in the field pretty soon.
Thank you very much. Go Wreckers.
Go Wreckers.